702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, news from elsewhere around the world. Adam, you and I often speak, and there'll be a story every now and again that I predict could be a Netflix series. This is definitely on that list. Tell us about the doppelganger murder.
Yeah, probably with subtitles, but here we go. Yeah, German police found a blood-soaked body in a Mercedes in Ingolstadt last August. The face disfigured by 50 knife cuts, clearly a dead body. Now, several months later, a motive may have come to light. A woman has been accused of seeking out a lookalike of herself on social media, using an alias to hunt, and then finding someone and murdering her in order to fake her own death. We've given away the ending potentially here, haven't we? But authorities say Sharaban K, a 23-year-old beautician of Iraqi descent, but living in Munich, used an alias to search for women who would resemble her before killing one of them in order to go into hiding. The motive for it was that she was in dispute with her family. I mean, oh boy, must she have been in dispute with her family and wanted to disappear. Another woman, a suspected female accomplice, is also in police custody, also being questioned. So dubbed the doppelganger murder in Germany. I mean, this is about as cold and callous as you can get. Murder and disfigure a stranger to make it look like you were the victim. I don't know, has Kafka been there? There's a Nabokov book called Despair, I think, which sort of touches on this sort of stuff. One or two people have been there before, but in real life, I mean, fact is stranger than fiction. Extraordinary.
I mean, a dispute with her family, that story kind of gives you a sense as to why. That's unbelievable. Talk to me about a girl power reunion.
Well, the moment a band disbands, everyone talks about a reunion, and that's certainly been the case with the Spice Girls forever. Viva forever, indeed. They last performed at the London Olympics in 2012. Yeah, it's that long ago. And it is thought, I mean, the money was always a temptation, isn't it? But it's thought they've all been quite happy doing their own thing. But now even Posh and Ginger, along with Baby Sporty and Scary, may find the lure of King Charles's coronation is too much for them. So there are all sorts of smoke signals coming out that part of King Charles's coronation is a big concert on the Sunday. So it'll be the 7th of May, a day after his actual coronation. Of course, famously, the Spice Girls girl-powered Prince Charles in a very touchy-feely way. Actually, they rather girl-powered Nelson Mandela in a very touchy-feely way. I think they were both rather big fans of the Spice Girls at one stage. But talks are apparently taking shape for another spicy interlude by royal appointment in May. I know it's what you want, what you really, really want, and they're a bit of zigger-zigger.
I don't know if Cool Britannia is quite the same way it was in 1997.
No, not at all.
We'll leave it there with this morning's Worldview.